You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gator?
Doug?
Here's the wrong text. Text me and let me know when you get your turkeys out of mom's garage.
Wow. That's a interesting text. What could this mean? Frozen turkeys out of a refrigerator in the garage? Turkeys, you just went on a turkey shoot, you killed a couple turkeys?
You got wild turkeys?
Yeah, what? Are they them as pets?
You have wild turkeys living in mom's garage?
Get your turkeys, I mean.
And why would one need to know when someone else got their turkeys out of mom's garage?
It deserves a reply, doesn't it?
Yes. Kang, have you followed up? Have you texted him back?
I have just found the text. Now what should I reply back with?
We're dying to know what this means.
Yeah. Give us the
Love
background.
Love 97.1.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, somebody out there who's trying to find out when someone gets their turkeys out of mom's garage, your text didn't get through, so you're going to have to re-text to the original person that you were hoping to get that message across.
When are you going to get your turkeys out of mom's garage?
It's been a while.
Dude.
You think it's a metaphor for something else?
Could be.
I don't know if I want to know what that's a metaphor for.
Too late, I'm already asking.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that's a phrase I've never said to my brother. When are you going to get the turkeys out of mom's garage?
What could that mean if that was a metaphor? Do we even care speculate on what it could
mean? I don't know.
Drug deal?
Get your turkeys out of mom's garage. When are you going to get your turkeys? I mean, what is it? Because if it's like, let's say, for instance, you think it's marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't say turkeys. You would just say turkey, right? You wouldn't use plural unless it's marijuana plants.
Could be.
Does anybody call a marijuana plant a turkey, though?
I don't know. I had some friends that called marijuana hockey tickets. I was talking about, you got the hockey tickets? Don't ask me.
Right, it's code. Well, it's code. It's code, so nobody knows. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So how did you used to draw a turkey when you were a kid, like in kindergarten? How did they make you draw a turkey?
With your hand?
All right. How many leaves does marijuana leaf have?
I don't know.
Five.
Is it five?
We just found out, guys. It's a drug deal.
Wow, that blew my mind.
That's what you think it is.
Hold on, let me back up. Evan had to come up with that theory, didn't he?
Of course he did.
Okay, yeah.
Come on, man. I'm a dad.
So we just busted a drug deal. We didn't mean to narc anyone.
I don't think we did. Yeah. I'm really wanting to know what the turkey is. I hope they reply.
So you texted him back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, wait. All right, I think he's going to respond. He just texts, OMG.
Mm-hmm. Tell him
we'll get a response.
All right, we're talking about this on the air. We'll let you know what's the background story of my man who needs to know when someone gets their turkeys out of mom's garage. We await the text back. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Still waiting word on what this wrong text that came to us. Text me and let me know when you get your turkeys out of mom's garage. By the way, after that, it says TTYL.
Talk to you later.
Ah, I was about to say, what is this one? I didn't know. It wasn't obvi.
What?
My kids use that all the time.
Is that a new one? Obvi? Really?
For someone spying on their kids, you got to know certain texts mean, Doug.
I do. The ones I've picked up recently is sus.
Things are sus.
What is that?
Suspect.
Suspect?
Yeah.
Your kid's probably going to start using stuff just to mess with you now.
What's AF mean?
My dad is dumb AF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sus.
Dumb means cool now, Doug.
It does.
Does it?
FML. What does that mean?
248-539-9797. People, meanwhile, are speculating what it turkey's out of mom's garage, what it means. Scott says it's clearly code. It means stop going out with older women.
What? Get the turkeys out of mom's garage or stop going out with older women.
It can be referred to as marijuana because marijuana is packaged in turkey bags, as they are called.
They are?
We've got more than one of those texts.
Stuffed turkeys taxidermy? Question mark.
Mm.
It's decoy. Turkeys for turkey hunting. Spring turkey season starts soon. Next one, he's hiding drugs in the garage. It's hunting season for turkey right now, but you can only legally shoot one. Someone might be in trouble.
Get the turkeys out quick.
Hurry up.
Where is your guy's street cred? It's common knowledge that kilos of cocaine are called birds. Turkeys, birds. Someone is trying to move some powder, boys. Too perfect for the subject. My friends and I used to use Doug as our code word for smoking pot. Like, hey, want to go hang out with Doug? You use my name?
Nothing safer than Doug. I mean, that's like the most safe name I've ever heard of in my life.
I got to tell you, I know some people that use the word Doug.
Oh, code for marijuana?
Yeah.
That's why?
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
I don't know if it's the same people.
Is my name code for marijuana?
Doug.
God, my name just got a whole lot cooler.
Did it?
Yeah. Warren police want to know where that text originated.
I'll never tell.
Oh, do we got the guy on the line?
This is him, I love.
Awesome. Oh, wow. All right. Tom in Jackson, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Tom.
Oh, good Lord.
So you inadvertently sent us the text about the turkeys?
I apologize first, and I had no idea. Since I've been on hold, I've been probably laughing as hard as everybody else has. Yeah, it's not as comical and complicated as everybody else thinks it is, honestly. I'm a code inspector. I do areas all the way from south of Brooklyn all the way over to South Lyon. My brother lives in Rochester, and I live next door to my brother-in-law in Brooklyn who grows organic turkeys. So my brother bought 3 organic turkeys from my brother-in-law, and I've been storing them in my freezer for 3 months. And finally, it was time to get them out of my freezer. My mom lives in Brighton. So I dropped the turkeys off at my mom's this morning so he could come and pick them up from his house.
Turkey drop.
But I did not... I didn't want him to go bad, so I wanted to remind him to get his turkeys, and I wanted to know if he got them so they didn't sit in her garage and spoil. So I understand that's not as exciting as the other stories that you have coming in,
so
but
Tom,
I don't know if that...
Yeah, this is all fine and dandy. So clearly you're selling drugs.
Right, it's quite an elaborate story.
Avi,
come on.
He sounds sus right
sus.
Now.
He's totally sus.
I'm going to say that's not true. But this has nothing to do with anything like
Tom,
that.
Tom, are they smoked turkeys?
He's selling drugs.
Not yet. No, not yet. They may be smoked in the future. I can't say whether or not that's going to be the case.
Oh, we know what you mean.
So at some point you sent us a text and then inadvertently reset, trying to text your brother, texted it.
Well, as I look back, I actually sent one earlier this morning.
Did you?
So I looked after I was at lunch and I got back in my truck and I saw the text.
Yeah.
And I look back and I actually sent the first text to the station as well this morning.
Yeah.
That says your turkeys are in mom's garage. So unfortunately, this was the second one I sent.
You have sent the station 2 texts about turkeys in mom's garage.
Yes, absolutely.
Classic.
Yeah, so I apologize for that, but apparently you're having some fun with it.
Well,
so.
I just got an email from a listener that says, he sounds like a dealer.
Tom, dude, get rid of this burner phone as soon as you hang up. Yeah. This is not looking good for you.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.
All right, hey, take care, Tom. Thank
All
you.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
I just found a new weed man for my man Evan over here.
I was going to be in touch about some turkeys.
Evan's already saved his number.
Classic.
When are the turkeys going to be in mom's garage?
You know what else we discovered?
He's such a drug dealer.
Yeah. No, he's a code inspector.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Code inspector. Hey, call the code inspector. I want to hang out with Doug, right?
I've been holding these turkeys for 3 months. Time you picked them up.
So great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.